Hello, and welcome to Back to You, Bob, a Dawson's Creek podcast. We are your hosts, Christina and Micah, and this is a very special episode.
It is our first cast interview with Brittany Daniel, who plays Eve Whitman.
We are out of the Eve era in episodes, and we just couldn't stand it. We needed her back.
We needed to live in the Eve era a little longer.
You said it in the interview, but we were those people who were sitting and waiting for Eve to return. We always thought that the door was left open and we were waiting for it. So this is the closure that we needed.
One of our favorites.
Yes. One of our favorites. And Brittany delivered. She is so wonderful. Such a joy. It was just such a great conversation.
You know, we know her as Eve on Dawson's Creek, but she had an incredible career before Dawson's Creek. She was on Basketball Diaries, Sweet Valley High. And then since then, she was on Joe Dirt, that 70s show, that 80s show, Just Shoot Me. She was on a primetime soap called North Shore. She was in White Chicks. She was on The Game, Blackish. She was just in the Cheaper by the Dozen remake. She's had an incredible career. We're so lucky to have gotten her to sit down with us.
Truly the best.
We learned so many good tidbits, and it was fun to walk down memory lane with her. And I feel like she really enjoyed walking down memory lane too.
Yeah.
So this is our special interview episode with Brittany Daniel.
Enjoy.
Oh, Dawson, look, there's your mom.
Back to you, Bob.
Accept your perfect life, Dawson. It's reality.
Cleanup continues to
982. Back to you, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You look amazing. Nice to meet you officially.
Nice to meet you too.
We are huge fans of you.
Thank you.
So we're so honored that you took the time out of your day to join us and talk to us.
Yeah. Your podcast is so fun.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I was like, I need to listen to it because I like it's been so many years since I played that character. I was like, and I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to listen to more of the episodes.
You know, Christine and I met like 15 years ago when we both moved to LA, and we met and we were talking at these parties, and like Dawson's Creek came up, and we both were just like, you know, that came out at a time when like we were applying to colleges, we were figuring out what to do, and it was just such an influential show for us deciding our careers. So that's how we ended up with this podcast.
Everyone else is like getting drunk and partying, and we're like, so let's talk about Dawson's Creek.
I did feel like it changed the game, though.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The writing was so good. We just had never seen anything like that. Because I feel like all the teen shows before that were, like people writing for teen, like it like kind of dumbed them down. And I felt like with Dawson's Creek, the writing was just so elevated and they all seemed super smart and capable, and it was just different.
It's funny for us too, because we both haven't watched in the last like 15 years at least. And watching these episodes, we're like, whoa, I do not remember any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. You miss certain things like you were talking about in the episode I was listening to, where you're like Pacey kind of like showing hints that maybe he has something for Katie Elm's character by the way she flips her hair or whatever you guys were talking about that. Like just certain things that you miss.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Or things that just go over your head because you were younger.
The adult's point of view and now the industry point of view, it's wild how much it changes.
Oh, yeah. Reading the dialogue, I didn't feel like I had to act. I just had to say the lines, which I'd never really, you know, other ones you're like, I got to zhuzh this up a little bit to make it sound good. I just, the less I could do, I felt like the better it was. And I never felt like when I read a script before that it just felt easy. Like the words just came natural.
Well, obviously, you were already a huge star with Sweet Valley High and Basketball Diaries and these things. But were you a fan of the show before you watched it? How did it feel to join the show that was such a zeitgeisty pop culture phenomenon?
I had heard of the show and I knew that it was very popular. I feel like maybe I watched half of an episode, but I just knew it was a big show. But I guess there's periods of time and like when I was acting, I just was out auditioning or reading books or like I just wasn't watching TV. So I feel like it worked in my favor because if I had been a huge fan of the show, I would have been maybe really nervous going in for the audition. So I think, it kind of helped me that I didn't really know that much about the show.
Yeah. Was it like a typical audition process?
Yeah, I think I went in and read. I can't remember. I might have gone straight to producers, read for them. And then I remember I went back again and there was everyone, like it was just tons of people in the room. But I do remember what I was wearing for the audition. It felt, I remember, I think it was like the bus scene or something when they first meet. And I had this like little green, like tube top kind of shirt, but it had a little tie that wrapped around my neck that it would tie back here. And something told me that I should untie that and allude that I'm about to take my top. Do something that made them really uncomfortable in the room. And so I do remember that after that, they're like, we really thought you were about to take your top. So I think it like, actually it worked because I was trying to get them to be like on the edge of their seats. Like, what is this woman going to do next?
That's so Eve.
Yeah, it's very Eve. And it felt very right in the moment. And I can't remember what the lines were, but it felt very appropriate for that character. And then I also do remember they had us, they were really trying to vet us. Maybe one other time when I was auditioning for a Will Ferrell movie, they had us improvise. So the producers for Dawson's Creek were like, okay, pretend like you're on the bus, right? Like drop the script, pretend like you're on the bus with him right now, and then just improvise with the casting director. And just like say lines that you think you would say to him. And so I feel like I remember talking about like how hot it was and like sweaty and I don't care, like stuff like that. Yeah, I felt good when I let, you know, sometimes you leave an audition, you're like, I just blew it. But something told me, I was like, it feels like I might get this part. And yeah, I did.
That's amazing. See, those are those little tidbits that just the behind the scenes stuff that we love to hear because we would never know otherwise, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this character was such a big character in the overall like canon of the show because Eve turns out to be Jen's sister, played by Michelle Williams, a huge character. Were you pitched the arc of your character going in? Did you know how many episodes? Did you find out when you read the scripts?
I can't remember. I feel like I was told that it could be recurring. I can't remember if I was told, oh, you're guaranteed, you know, so many episodes. And they did not pitch the arc to me. I'm trying to even think if I even got the full script when I auditioned. I just remember I had sides. And I remember the producer calling me, I believe it was Alex. And he said, the word I want you to always think about is that she's very stoic. You don't really know what's going on with her at all times. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I knew going down there. And yeah, just kept evolving. I didn't know I was going to become Jen's half-sister and that I would get that, yeah, steamy and like sneaky and all of that. I mean, I did know the first episode where I go down on Dawson. I'm like, I had never really seen that in a teen show before.
That's one of those things the first time watching didn't...
Completely over our heads.
Right. That's why, yeah.
14, 15-year-old me.
I think they were trying to be like very careful about how they shot that.
Sure.
Where it wasn't too much. But I can't remember if that was that might have been the first scene I actually shot with him, with James. And so it did feel like a little uncomfortable at first to do like, hi, nice to meet you. Now let's do this scene. But I guess it broke the ice for sure.
It's a great scene. I mean, even before that, the tension and also just, it was such an impressive location scout. I mean, all of it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like when you read that script and you found out you were the sister or what that was like?
Yeah. I mean, I was very surprised. I was very surprised that I was her sister. And I think in some ways I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like they're really trying to establish my character more on the show by connecting me with Michelle Williams. And yeah, so I was kind of surprised when, because I was filming and they kept calling me, telling me, oh, you're like, this is going to become like a regular. Like it was just like kind of rumors that I would become probably a regular on the show. Because I remember leading up to the premiere, the commercials leading up was like an introducing Brittany Dan. Like they, and I'd never been on a show where you're a guest star and they would like introduce you, you know, as a new character on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this could be really like exciting. And I absolutely loved filming in Wilmington and I loved all the actors and it felt very like at home. It felt very comfortable. But my understanding is just kind of like things I was hearing on set was they didn't like the direction that the show took because it was very different, I guess, from the first two seasons. And the Eve character was very sexual. And the whole show was kind of moving in a new direction that I'm not sure who didn't like it, but because I was the center part of just all the drama that started happening, that they decided to write my character off the show.
I think something that's a testament to just how good you are and how you can look just at a still of the show and immediately like Eve comes to mind, or if you see an image of Eve, you know, it was the beginning of season three and it just brought this new energy and it was very refreshing. I think the character was needed and like your energy like really infected the show in a great way.
Thank you.
Because there's not a character like you on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you mixed it up and you stirred the pot and you got stories moving. And it was, I think, a great period for the series. But to touch on something you said, they did have a new showrunner for season three and he only, I think, lasted about 7-ish episodes. I think your arc was 5.
Yes.
Is there anything you could speak to as far as like how set was or any behind the scenes? Like, was that evident on set? Or
no, it was, I mean, when I say it was the biggest shock, because they were talking about a couple more episodes. They were already talking to me about it. And then all of a sudden it was like, actually, this will be your last episode and you have 1 week left. So that was a very, I was like, what? And just by the response too of the audience and people seemed to really like the character and I did kind of spice things up. I was very surprised. I was, now that you're sparking my memory, I was told that because they were going to let him go or how, I don't know if they let him go. I have no idea exactly, but that he was no longer to be the showrunner. He really, I guess, brought me on. And so I was going with him. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would say that was probably one of my biggest heartbreaks work as an actor. You know, there's times that like things don't work out or the show goes in a different direction or you don't book a job. But I remember that being pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, I think it was for us too.
Yeah.
I always waited for Eve to come back. I was always waiting for that shoe to drop.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I have to say, working, you know, I came from Sweet Valley High and, you know, that was like a, you know, kind of more Saved by the Bell, maybe a little bit more elevated, I would hope, but teen show, that this was, you know, a great stepping stone for me, you know, separating from my sister in terms of our acting. We decided we did not want to work together anymore. We wanted to pursue, my sister actually became a photographer and she really didn't want to act anymore. And I wanted to continue pursuing acting. So it was a great, yeah, I guess, entree into acting on my own. So I was so grateful for the opportunity.
And you've done so many great things since the eight, which I did watch the 80s show, by the way, but there was, you know, The Game and Blackish, yeah, and so many other amazing things.
I think working on Dawson's really, I think my next big role was doing Joe Dirt. And that, I think, really helped me. I had so much great footage. And so, yeah, it was so much fun because I'm from Gainesville, Florida. And just working in Wilmington and the local crew, and on the weekends, we would all go out on the first AD's boat and he would take us to this little island and we'd all like barbecue and hang out at the beach and go out on the boat and go to this restaurant called Dockside and everybody ate. It was just, we all hung out together all the time. And it was just, it felt like summer camp.
That's awesome.
It was really fun. Mm-hmm.
So when people bring up Dawson's Creek to you a lot, or?
Yeah, I do feel like people bring up Dawson's Creek. They definitely remember my character's name. And I feel like there's a lot of fans out there of Dawson's Creek for sure. I have other shows like, I mean, like, I feel like I get stopped a lot for like Joe Dirt and Sweet Valley High and a couple other things.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
And then sometimes if it comes up, they're like, oh my God, I forgot you played Eve. Yeah, I feel like there's some good fans out there.
She was so good. We just dropped this week, the last Eve episode. And it's sad. It's like the Eve era is over.
Yeah.
It's sad because she was so fun. And then it gets boring for a little bit. And then, you know, Joey and Pacey get together and it finds its footing. The new showrunner, I think, finds his footing.
Who ended up taking over after? Do you guys remember the name?
I know Greg Berlanti either co-ran it for the rest of season three or he ran it fully outright.
Got it.
For season three.
He's lovely.
But he was there, yeah, the whole time. And that was kind of, I think, our last official question that we had, like, are any fun stories or anything anecdotal, anything you wanted to add?
Okay. Well, so when I was down there filming, there was a huge, I wish, I don't remember the name of the hurricane, but there was a massive hurricane that came through Wilmington. And we kept filming. And then we were like, oh, there's actually only a couple of flights out. And so some of the cast members got out and some of us didn't. So I remember we all hunkered down and like, literally when you hear like everything rattling and like crazy electricity, and we helped the first AD move out of his home because he lived right on the water and the water was like flooding his entire house. So like, oh, all of us are there moving furniture, moving, like, it was, gosh, very exciting. It felt very like it was just very dramatic. And yeah, but it was cool. I felt it was very bonding because we all just jumped in there and helped him move out of his home, and just all of us all hunkered down together because we couldn't leave. They closed down the airport and everything. So I guess that probably was like the most exciting thing. Also, it was, they put us up in, it was like these little condos in downtown Wilmington, and Michael Pitt was in the unit next to me. And I forgot the character name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Henry.
Yeah. And I just remember he was so new to the business, but so talented. You know, when you, I remember I'd be like, we run lines with me, and we'd hang out, and he was just different. He marched to his own beat. I was like, oh, he reminded me of Leonardo DiCaprio. He had this vibe about him, very serious about his work. And I could see very early on, I was like, I think he's going to be a big star. He was super talented and just so much fun to hang out with.
Wow, that's great. You know, it's funny how when you film in those small towns, a few cast members and the crew members have talked about this, you feel like a family, you form those bonds because you're in this small town, you don't know anyone, you're staying there. And it's interesting how you become a little found family there.
Oh, yeah. And I also noticed when I was there, you know, I had a little bit of a Southern accent growing up in Northern Florida. And I still say y'all. But when I went back there, I just immediately picked it up. And I remember the producers hearing me off there before we started shooting, because I was down there, I think, a couple weeks before. And they were like, so about your accent. I was like, I know. I've been picking it back up because I'm around all these Southern folks. I was like, I promise you, I will not speak Southern when I play Eve Whitman. But it was funny how quickly I was like, really sounded Southern just by hanging out with all the locals.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes if you stop paying attention, you forget the show takes place at Cape Cod, you know?
Oh, is it? Oh, it's Cape Cod.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it looks so much like, you know, Wilmington. You know, it has such a distinct vibe and look to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so interesting. I love that Henry story. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Super talented.
What about anything else? What's exciting coming down for you?
Right now, I've decided to take some time off to be with my daughter. It took us a really long time to have her. I went through cancer in my mid-30s and then went through IVF, and it was like a long road to
journey.
Yeah. And so I'm just like really enjoying being with her right now. Although I'm starting to get the itch where I'm like, okay, you're about to be in preschool. What's next for me? So we'll see. I could dip my toes back into acting again. We'll see.
Absolutely. We would all be eager for that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is so fun. Thank you for coming and talking to us.
Of course.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how fun was that?
Amazing. Like truly the most down to earth, the most kind, generous, and just really great to talk to. I thought she was wonderful.
So wonderful. And glam to the nines.
Oh my God. She was beautiful. That was my first reaction as soon as she turned on her camera. I was like blown away.
Yeah. We're so grateful that she took the time to sit down with us at Back to You, Bob.
Yes.
A Dawson's Creek podcast with Christina and Micah. Such a pleasure. Such a highlight. I would say Back to You, Bob, highlight thus far.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I loved hearing her story about how she and Michael Pitt ran lines.
Yeah.
And I loved the story about like the hurricane and how they all had to save that guy's house. And like, those are just things you wouldn't normally hear, you know?
And just her instincts too in the audition to untie the tie of her shirt and kind of give that. She had a hand in crafting the character of Eve.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. Thank you again to Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
So we'll be back next week with episode 311, Barefoot at Cape Fest.
They will.
What could it all mean?
Only one way to find out.
Awesome. What will we be drinking?
For episode 311, we will be drinking the Barefoot and Boozy, which is fresh squeezed orange juice, white rum, and coconut water with pineapple juice.
Well, we'll see you there.
We will see you there. Bye.
Bye.